Blog Talk Radio.
And so no matter what comes up against me, amen, if God is for me, who or what can be against me? You know, a lot of times we worry about people, but it's God for you. God is more than the people that come against you. You have to realize that as Joseph, God gave Joseph favor, he will give you favor also. And we need to start realizing we got favor, and the things we've been trying to do, the things we've been trying to accomplish, go on, step out on faith on God and believe that you got God's favor on your life, because that's part of the benefit for serving God. Step out on faith a little bit, amen. Praise God, amen. Jesus took 39 stripes on his back so that we can be healed. He said, now, if you serve me and you serve me right, I'll heal you, amen. If you walk upright for me, I'll heal you, amen. The Bible said he won't withhold Isaiah 55. He won't hold any good thing from those that walk upright. You doing things that you know ain't right, that'll condemn you, amen. But can't nobody else condemn you, because God has cleared you of all wrongdoing. That's what it means. Nobody can charge you with any wrong done. Only you and God. It's between you and God. And so if you don't let no devil, no person, not anyone get between you and God, there's nothing can stop you from making it into the kingdom of God. Amen.
I'm still standing tall.
I thank you for
overcome my fears. You've been good to me down throughout the years. It's a miracle that I'm still standing here. All that I am is because of all that you brought me through. And everything I survive is all because of you. I'm grateful for you.
Good morning, good morning. All those in the sound of my voice this morning, we thank you for joining us this morning. So come on in and worship and praise and give him all the glory. As he woke us up this morning, closing our right mind, with help and strengthen our bodies. And we just thank you for being a mighty good God today. And he put food on our table all week long. He gave us a house to live in, food to eat, clothes upon our bodies, and we just thank him for all the good things he is doing for us and he's going to do for us. So come on, let's give him glory and praise and honor. But right now, let's finish, clap our hands, give him praise. Thank you, Lord. He's a mighty good God. He's an awesome God. He's our God, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and he's our God. So we just thank him for being our God this morning, being Jesus this morning. We thank him this morning. We praise him this morning.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. You're the only one we can thank this morning because we have a husband, wife. They can't do it. So our friends can't do it. No, I was saying he's the only one who give us peace. Our spouse can give us peace. Our friends can give us peace. So when you need them, they're not there most of the time. So, you know, so we just thank God that he's always there. He's never too tired. He never sleeps, you know, because if he did, we would be in trouble. It would be a thing that he's, his eyes, his ears are always open to his people. And we just thank him this morning. So right now we're going to have prayer by Minister Ray.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you.
Thank you. Lord, Lord, Lord. We come before the throne of grace this morning, boldly and soundly. And Lord, we just want to thank you as we lift up your name this morning.
Thank you.
We lay our concerns, needs, expectations, desires at your feet.
Yes, Lord.
You may cast your cares upon you, but you care for us.
Yes, Lord.
And Lord, you said that your yoke is easy, your burden is easy, your yoke is light, Father God. Did I say it wrong? Your yoke is easy, your burden is light.
Thank you, Lord.
And we want to thank you today, God, that you lift the heavy burdens off of us.
Yes.
Whatever they may be, and those that are on Facebook and those at the sound of our voice,
yes.
Lord,
yes.
God, that you will continue to lift the burdens, the heavy burdens off of us.
Yes.
Lord, lift the burdens off the president today, Father.
Yes.
The president around the world, Father God. Lift the burdens off the saints today, God.
Yes.
Lift the burdens off the people today, every household, our neighbors today, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we look to you, Father God, the author and finisher of our faith, God. And Lord, let us increase in faith today, God. Let us increase in stature today, Father God. Not for our glory, but also for your glory, in Jesus' name. And so, God, we thank you for protecting us from the highways and byways today, God. And Lord, that you give us joy and mercy to traveling grace everywhere we go, Lord. And that the hand of the Lord is upon us today, God.
Yes,
Lord.
Lord,
let us, Lord, Lord, work out our salvation with fear and trembling, as the word says today, God. And we know that your hand is upon us today, God. And we know that you are a great Savior. We know that you are a great provider, Jehovah, Father God. And Lord, that the peace of God rules in our hearts today, God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Somebody in the hospital needs you today, God. Somebody in the street under a bridge today needs you today. forth, God, and set free. Let the word that go forth today, somebody's hearing today, God, and somebody's heart today, God, in Jesus' name, Father. And we want to give you praise, Lord. We want to give you honor and glory, God, that you make us more holy than we were yesterday, God. Increase us in holiness today, God. Increase these churches today, God, in holiness today, God. And we want to give you praise, Lord, God. Lord, answer us today, God. He said, if we call on you, Lord, you will answer us. We call it on you today. We call it on you in this hour right now, God. Somebody needs you right now, God. And so, God, we want to thank you, God, by the hospital today, God. Lord, touch those family members that are distressed today, God. In Jesus' name, all over the line today. Touch our children and grandchildren today, God. As we lift up thy name and increase that in your word and your spirit. For it is written today. It's written, God. You said it. If it's written, God, we come to believe it. And we thank you all today as we increase knowledge and understanding. It is written, and it is so. In Jesus' name, let us say amen.
Amen. It's to the hand for amen. That prayer that Brother Ray gave us, hallelujah, we thank God for Brother Ray this morning, Lord Jesus. And we will have our scripture reading about to the Katisa.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'll give you some verse, chapter 4, starting at verse 11. Beloved, if God so loves us, we ought to love one another. No one has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God abides in us, and his love has been perfected in us. By this we know that we are abiding him and he is in us because he has given us his spirit.
Amen. 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 Thank you. Just read this morning. And we will be abiding in him and he'll abide in us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Let's go to the hand clap this morning. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Come on, wake up this morning. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I'm trying to find a song this morning. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. That God has smiled on me. He has set me free. Oh, God has smiled on me. He's been good to me. God has smiled on me. He has set me free. Oh, God has smiled on me. He's been good to me. He blessed me once. He blessed me twice. He blessed me all of my life. Oh, God has smiled on me. He's been good to me. God smile on me. He has set me free. Oh, God has smiled on me. He's been good to me. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound to save a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. The blind, but now I see. Oh, God has smiled on me. He's been good to me. He blessed me once. He blessed me twice. He blessed me all of my life. Oh, God has smiled on me. He's been good to me. He's been good to me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God has smiled on you. He's been good to us. He's been good. He blessed. I know many times I should have been dead. But thank God. He smiled on me.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He's been good. Sometimes we don't have no everything we want. But we have all of our needs to be satisfied.
Yeah.
We don't have to be in perfect health, but who is? But we have health in our bodies, strength in our bodies. You know, and I just thank God this morning.
Mm-hmm.
I thank God.
Yeah.
So without him, I will be nothing. Nothing. And without him, you will be nothing. So thank God that he has blessed us out of our lives.
Amen.
Even our darkness. He blessed us. He brought us through the darkness.
Yeah.
And Brother Ray was homeless. He still blessed. God still smiles on him. But he still has his life today. And look at him now. He has nowhere to speak. And we praise God for that. And we thank God sometimes. It's not going to look easier. It's going to get harder. But we thank God. We know who our provider is. We know who our help comes from. And all our help comes from the Lord. So we thank him.
Thanks.
So we're going to call him up. Call him up. And tell him what you want. Oh, call him up. You call him up, you tell him what you want. Call him up, and tell him what you want. Call him up and tell him what you want. Call him up, and tell him what you want. Oh, call him up, and tell him what you want. Call him up, and tell him what you want. Oh, call him up and tell him what you want. Jesus on the main line, tell him what you want. Oh, Jesus on the main line. Tell him what you want. Jesus on the main line. Tell him what you want. Call him up and tell him what you want. If you want the Holy Ghost, tell him what you want. If you want the Holy Ghost, tell him what you want. If you want the Holy Ghost, tell him what you want. Call him up and tell him what you want. If you need more peace, tell him what you want. If you need more peace, tell him what you want. If you need more peace, tell him what you want. Call him up and tell him what you want. Call him up, and tell him what you want. Oh, call him up, and tell him what you want. Call him up, and tell him what you want. Oh, call him up and tell him what you want. If you need more joy, Tell him what you want, or if you need more joy. Tell him what you want, if you need more joy. Tell him what you want. Call him up and tell him what you want. Jesus on the main line. Tell him what you want. Jesus on the main line. Tell him what you want. Jesus on the main line. Tell him what you want. Call him up and tell him what you want. If you need your body healed, tell him what you want. If you need your body healed, tell him what you want. If you need your body healed, tell him what you want. Call him up and tell him what you want. Call him up, call him up, tell him what you want. Oh, call him up, and tell him what you want. Call him up, and tell him what you want. Call him up and tell him what you want. Hallelujah, hallelujah. 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 Jesus on the main line. He's on the main line. Call him up. Call him up and tell him what you want. Hallelujah. If you need more joy, peace, healing, whatever you need this morning, Jesus got it. So call him up. What you want. Call him up. Call him up.
Call him up.
Call him up. So he is on the main line this morning. He's on the main line. And so call him up this morning. People, God, call him up this morning and tell him what you want. Or just tell him what you want. Because he hears the cries of his people. He will not leave us nor forsake us. He'll be with us always, even to the end of the age of time. Your scripture might tell you this morning, different version. His border, but we know that he never leaves us nor forsake us. So we have him in us. You have been baptized in his name. You have been filled with the Holy Ghost. He's in us. Mm-hmm. All you have to do is say, Jesus, I need you this morning. You know that. A lot of times he knows what we need, but he wants to ask him what we need. A lot of times the husband wives know what they need, but it was appreciate it if the other one tells the other one what they need. Because we're not Jesus. We tell you to read your mind. So you just tell them what you need this morning. So that way you can get your needs met. And I just wanted to know this. There's good enough to listen to too much news. So Italy news is not good news. It's not. Even the weather is not good news anymore. Because, you look on there and you got hurricanes, tornadoes, tsunami where you drop it. You know, so everywhere you look, there's destruction. People are dying from starvation. And, we do need to thank God that we have our house, our home to live in. And we have our life this morning. So many people didn't make it this morning. They didn't wake up this morning. But just thank God we did.
Amen.
And the song said, I go, baby. A thousand didn't make it, but we're the one that did. so we just thank God this morning. We did make this morning. And like Brother Miller always say, did nobody call this morning, with no bad news. I have nobody call me this morning. And my relatives have no gone on. None of us, none of your relatives or friends have gone on this morning. You're still here. And we thank God to give them another chance to repent, to be baptized, to come over onto the Lord's side. Get off the devil's side, come to the right side. And the right side is Jesus' side. So this song, I'm not going to sing it, but the song says, he came from heaven to earth. And from earth to the cross, cross to the grave, and grave to the sky. We lift his name on high. But his name is the only name that we can call on, and we know that we will get some help. If you're sick this morning, call on Jesus. If you need food this morning, call on Jesus. If you need somewhere to live this morning, call on Jesus. Because he hears you and he's there for you. So I just thank God this morning. I'm going to give you my testimony this morning. That, you know, I have the issues in my body, you know. I say there's someone else is worse off than I am. I can still walk. I can still talk. I can still see and still can hear. So there's so many people that don't have nowhere to live this morning, no food to eat this morning. And, you know, but we have all these things, and we don't appreciate them. But I appreciate everything that the Lord God had given to me. My husband, my children, my sisters and brothers, my relatives. I thank God that he gave me all these things that I still have. Only one sibling that had seven of us on one are gone, is gone. I thank God, you know, for all of them. And I pray that one day it not be too late, that they will all see they need Jesus. We don't go about religion. We go by salvation. We are saints of God. And I thank you for being one of your child this morning. And I just give him all honor, all praise, and all glory. You ready?
Amen.
So now, without further ado, we're going to turn to the hand of our pastor, Pastor Mac Pace. And give him a hand as he comes forth.
Amen. Thank God. Come on, let's give a shout out. Amen. You know, the Lord said we have to make a joyful noise. Amen. We don't make nothing but some noise. You can't sing, you can make some noise. Amen. You can make some noise. Yeah, I can remember back in the day when the people, they couldn't sing. They'd just go, And I didn't know what they were saying, but, you know, Lord, it wasn't really the words going on there, but nevertheless, you know that was a praise, there was something coming down from the inside that he was giving to God, you know, and so we can make some noise, amen. It's all right to make some noise, amen. You know, if no one else knows what's going on in your life, we say God knows what's going on, amen. You know, sometimes I might not can express myself the way that I want to express myself, or I can't express myself really the way I feel all the time. But I like to say God knows, amen.
God knows.
God, when you express yourself to God, that's between you and your God. Your God knows, amen. Amen. I can't say it to put it in words all the time, the thing I really want to say, amen. But I say it to the best of my ability. And then when I can't say it the best of my ability, I pray with the Spirit. Amen. You know, everybody might say, well, that's just a bunch of babbling. Well, it might be babble to you. Amen. But it's language to God. Amen. See, that's the good thing about it. See, sometimes things can be babble to one person, and it can be language to somebody else. You know, if you can't speak, I don't know what the Asian language, the Asians speak. I sit around and hear them bang, 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 bang. I don't know what they say. It just sounds like they're knocking on stuff. But that's language to them, amen? Huh? And they be just laughing. Then you be looking, trying to say, well, what were they saying? And sometimes they be talking about you. But we don't know it, amen? And so, when we express ourselves to God, just let it come from within, amen? Let it come from within. And then sometimes, you know, you sit down and you just have to close your eyes and in order just to try to express yourself to God. But whatever way you express yourself, let that be your way. And don't let anyone else to try to deter you from the way you have your relationship with God. Amen. It's personal. Amen. That this is a personal thing. Amen. So I just want to thank God for today. You know, I was trying to figure out what I was going to talk about today. And I got up early this morning trying to figure out what I was going to talk about, what I was going to say, and all of those things. But today, you know, because of, you know, when we talk about what's going on in the world today, you know, and then many people say, you know, well, I don't really want to know what's going on in the world today. But in order to understand what's going on, amen, you got to hear something to know what's going on in the world today. Amen. And you got to know from a point of view, praise God, a point of view of the word of God, amen. And so, you know, the thing about it, we talked about, you know, what is that? Matthew chapter 6, I believe, in verse 17. I want to start this way because, you know, we got to express ourselves and we got to know what's going on. You know, there was a song that was long ago. It was called What's Going On? I know y'all might remember that song, but have you ever looked around and to see what's going on? Amen. And God wants us to know what's going on so that what? We don't get caught up. Mm-hmm. Amen. We don't get caught unaware in anything. Mm-hmm. And see, this is why sometimes you have to know what's going on in the world because you want to know what time it is. Come on, let somebody say, I got to know what time it is. Mm-hmm. Amen. Mm-hmm. Everybody got to know what time it is. Amen. And, you know, when we say these are the, what, last days, huh? These are the last days. So you need to know the time. See, whatever is going on in the world, amen, the world is your time clock. Amen. This is how you keep time with things. And then a lot of us, we are not in time because we don't keep up with the clock. We don't ever look at the clock. But in order to understand what God is doing and what time it is, and so that, you know, we don't want to get caught, what, unaware. We don't want something to slip in on us, amen, that we don't know about, amen. And so that's why what God said, what? Watch and pray.
Amen.
Watch. I mean, keep a lookout for these things. And you got to keep looking up all the time because it's the things that's going on in the heavens that he said, watch those things, amen. Hallelujah. It'll let you know what time it is, amen. I believe Matthew 6 and 17, is that what it says? Hallelujah. So, lay not your treasures upon the earth where moths and rust. Mm-hmm. Matthew 6 and 19, amen. Come on. Let's look at it. I might have missed it sometime, you know, praise God, but you know what it is. Read that scripture, somebody. Go ahead, read. I want to tell you why we don't need to do this.
Lay not for yourself upon earth. The moth and rust do corrupt, and therefore the seed break through and steal.
Hallelujah. It said, don't lay your treasures upon earth. Well, what? Moth and rust do corrupt, amen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everything that is upon earth is going to be a temporary thing, amen. But don't lay your treasures upon earth, amen.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason don't lay your treasures up on earth is because today you got to know what's going on, amen. You see, you got to realize that money is getting ready to disappear.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You got to know you can have $1 million in the bank and it can be gone tomorrow. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can't trust in your money anymore. Amen.
No.
You never were supposed to trust in it, but the old time was a little better than it is now. Amen. And so don't lay your treasures up on the earth. Because moth and rust is going to eat it up. And you got to know the money that's upon the earth, that money belongs to whoever face is on it, amen. Jesus asked the question, he said, well, whose face is upon the money, amen. Hallelujah. He said, Caesar face is upon the money. He said, well, give back to Caesar what belonged to Caesar, give to God what belonged to God, amen. Hallelujah. And so our trust got to be in God, not in Caesar, ain't? Because Caesar will deceive you.
Mm-hmm.
See, there's a lot of deception going on right now with money. Okay, I don't know if you heard about the Bitcoin thing. You know, everybody was invested, and all of a sudden they run off with $32 billion, amen. And I don't know how much investment you, I don't know how much investment that you had in Bitcoin, amen. But whatever, they ran off with your money. You can't trust them.
Amen.
And some people thought they was millionaires. You know, I heard them brag, and I said, well, if you got something that you can't trust, then, amen. You got something that with no backing. I said, I couldn't invest in something that has no backing in it, amen. It's got to be backed by something. I never did know what Bitcoin was backed of. I didn't hear about the gold. I didn't hear about the silver. I heard nothing about what Bitcoin was backed by. So my investment, what was it based on? Hallelujah. So what I'm trying to say, if you're going to invest in anything in these last days, you better start investing in God. Come on, amen. Amen. You better start putting some treasures up in heaven, amen. You better start giving. You better start giving. See, God is going to reward you through your giving. You say, wait a minute. But he does say the more you sow, the more you're going to reap. Give that it shall be given you. Pressed down, shaken together, shall the Lord cause men to give into your bosom. So let me start laying some treasures where? Let me start putting something on the books before God. Huh? See, most people don't have nothing on the books, amen. They always talk about what they did yesteryear. But what are you doing now? How much are you giving to God today? Well, what are you doing today? Not what you did yesterday. See, God said, put something on my books, amen, amen. But what? He will never forsake the righteous, amen. Now, David said, what? I once been young, and now I'm old, but God will never forsake the righteous. Amen. And so I need to lay some treasures up in heaven now. And because I realize money going to fail.
Amen.
And if I haven't put nothing in the bank, surely I can't draw nothing out. Amen. If you haven't put something in God's hand, amen, surely you really don't expect him to give something back, because he gave you a commandment that we should give, and what? He'll give it unto you, amen. If you give unto the poor, you lend it to the Lord. I would rather have an account with God than have an account in the bank.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
If I want to put my treasure somewhere, let me start giving more to God. You know, a lot of people don't realize what's going on with them, amen. You wonder why you have money problems and all times you don't give. Your money always ate up. The fast as it come in, the fast that it goes out, amen. And what did the prophet say? That God put holes in your pocket, amen. And that the more you come in, it looks like the more run out, amen. It looks like the more you make, the more you spend, amen. You see, when we give to God, see, God can regulate your giving. He can not only your giving, amen, he can regulate what is taken away from you. Hallelujah. Because what did he say? I'll be your real God. I'll watch your backside, amen. I will make sure that what? Nothing slips up on you. Nothing takes up anything away. But what you got to realize, amen, you got to lay, well, put some treasures up in the heavens, amen. Come on, amen. Hallelujah. Every time you give something to somebody, you're laying some treasures up, amen. Every time you give into the church, you're laying some treasures up, amen. Every time you give to the poor, you're laying some treasures up, amen. Come on, in these last days, we need to start laying a lot of treasures up, because how do you know what you're going to need when the time comes that you don't have nothing?
Amen.
Hmm? Say, so we got to lay some treasures up. Huh? And this is why we say we got to be a body, amen. And we got to come together to help one another, amen. And how can we help one another and do something for each other? We've been separated from one another. Haven't they ever done that long enough? Haven't the devil kept us separate long enough, amen?
Amen.
Well, why can't we come together, amen? Amen. Hallelujah. One mind, one accord, one spirit, amen. Well, why can't we come together, amen? And so everybody wasn't called, let me just, you know, put it, everybody wasn't called to do the same thing.
Amen.
Somebody was supposed to plant,
mm-hmm.
somebody was supposed to water, and somebody was supposed to get an increase, amen. Huh? Well, one thing about it, we said there's strength in unity, amen. Well, we need to unify in the word, amen. It's because the devil is already in unity. He's bringing everything together. And hallelujah. He's bringing everything together to take things away. And because what? He wants to control you. And but he, well, how does he want to do it? He wants to do it with the money. I'm going to show you that in the Bible. I was reading that the other day. And the Lord said, this is what the devil's doing right here. Don't lay no treasures up on earth because the devil going to take your treasures anyway, amen. He's going to take the money out of your bank, amen. Huh? And he's going to turn it into digital currency, amen. And so you ain't going to have no money no more, amen. By 2025. Is that right, Doc? See, he's in the money. Somewhere around 2025, they want all the banks to be gone digital. And see, the reason for this is for control.
Amen.
They want to dominate. But praise God that God said that mankind would dominate the earth, that the devil would never dominate the earth because what? He put it in the hands of the children of God. That's what he said to Adam. I give you dominion over the earth, Adam, not the devil, amen. But the only way he wants to dominate with money.
Mm-hmm.
That is why we have it all the wars. Hmm? You thought you was fighting for your country, you was fighting for the money. You was fighting for the dollar bill. I hate to say that to you, whoever been to the army, amen. You were fighting for Chevron, and you were fighting for Exxon Mobil, amen. You were fighting for them because it was all about the Benjamins, amen. That's what they said. It was about the Benjamins. Huh? But I looked at God and said, well, look at what Joseph did, and you'll see what the enemy tried to do. Amen. Genesis 47, if you don't believe me. Hallelujah. Genesis chapter 47. So the Lord wants us to beware. Come on. Let's start giving a little more now, amen. Let's start being tight with the money. You know, somebody said, well, I didn't have but a little. But the woman that had two mites, she gave all she had, didn't it? Didn't God give all that he had? For God so loved the world, what? He gave what? His only, he gave all that he had for us. And then you say, well, I can't give out of my little. Well, how are you ever going to have much? See, just because somebody used the word of God wrong don't mean it's wrong. Amen? You know how somebody, you know how false preachers come around and say, well, the preachers ain't supposed to get no money. You're supposed to preach free. Well, where's that written at? Well, where's that written? But that we ain't supposed to get nothing. We're supposed to do it free. Hallelujah. I know the 9th chapter of Corinthians that Paul said, I preach to y'all Corinthian free, but I'm robbing other churches just so I can do you service. He didn't say you wasn't supposed to have nothing, but, you know, you keep listening to that stuff like that, you'll walk around and be broke all the time. Because not because God didn't do it, but because it's false. Amen. How many are with me today? Amen. Huh? You got to be careful with this stuff. Let me see here. Amen. Praise God. Genesis 47. We're going to go around there. Let's start at like verse 13. Let's look at and see what Joseph did to Egypt, and then you can see what the devil is trying to do to us. Amen. Verse 13. Amen.
There was no bread in all the land.
There was no bread in all the land. I want you to know what's going on here now. No bread in all the land. Now you notice our famine that we're having is being created. Mm-hmm. It's not something that really is being created. Mm-hmm. You see, the rich is buying up all the land. You know, what's called them bought up? 247,000 acres of farm. Now, he don't want to do nothing with it. He just don't want nobody to farm it.
Mm-hmm.
Because what? I've got to create a famine.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. See, the devil can't work. He's got to have something to work with in order to work. So he's got to create a famine.
Mm-hmm.
The government is paying people to plow up their crops. Well, what are they doing? They're creating a famine.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Amen.
Amen. Some guy said the government was paying him. He had a good crop out there, and the government paid him good money and paid the man for the crop that raised it.
Mm-hmm.
And then he got his those things that matched the dirt down. I forgot what you call it. And they told him, go there and run over the stuff. Ran over cucumbers. They buried potatoes. Amen. What are they doing? They create the famine because what? They want to take control of us. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank God, amen, that we're still in the hand of God. This is why we got to build our faith in the last days, amen, is because we got to get to a place where that you're only going to have faith in God. You're not going to have faith in your government. You got to have faith in your God. And if you don't know God, you got to get to know him today.
Amen.
And there was no bread in the land. The whole, now it wasn't just easy. Now, see, this thing is being a universal thing, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. They're doing this all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
They're putting pressure on other nations to do the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. So they're stopping the... You know, and God got a little bit to do with it, too, because the Mississippi River is drying up, amen. The Euphrates River is drying up, amen. And therefore, grain can't move up and down the Mississippi. Food can't move up and down the Mississippi, amen. Not only that, Euphrates, what the people use to get water in order to water their crops, is drying up, amen. It's getting well. It's not anymore. Now, even God is working a famine, but man is working a famine on us also.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, he's being, what, moved by the devil.
Amen.
We call him the beast.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. That old devil, the dragon, amen. And he's involved in this. Because what? He wants to take the people of God down, and especially those that trust in money.
Mm-hmm.
Keep reading, sister.
Verse 14.
Mm-hmm.
And go together of all the money that was found in the land of Egypt.
This is what's happening. What are they doing? They're gathering up all the money. They get ready to work this plan that Joseph worked on Egypt. This is the same plan that they're doing to us. And so I'm trying to tell you, you better start giving and laying some treasures up, amen.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to get where you're not going to have, amen. And then whenever you get like that, and then you're going to move over, or we're going to go to the other part of it, because you're going to move over toward the Antichrist then, whether you're not going to be able to buy or sell. When the money fails. When you ain't got no other way to get it. Are y'all with me today? When you don't have no other way to get, so what happened here back at, keep reading now, about Joseph.
And Joseph gave of all the money that was found in the land of Egypt and in the land of Canaan.
So he gathered all the money that was in Egypt. Egypt represents the world here. Mm-hmm. So they tried to get all the money in the world. See, that's why they're fighting Russia over there, because they want to get all the money. They want to be in control of all the money in the world, because the only way they can have a one world order, they got to be able to control everything. Not only control everything, they have to be able to control everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. Read on.
For the coin which they bought, and Joseph brought the money into Pharaoh's house.
And what did they try? They tried to bring the money in their house, amen. Whoever's controlling the money is trying to get all. We call it the Federal Reserve. Mm-hmm. We call it the banks, the world banks, amen. It's the world banks that's controlling the money. And he that controls the money has the power. He that has the gold has the power. We think it's the president that's causing all these things. It's not the president causing all these things. It's the shadow government, I'm going to call it. The shadow government, the devil, the beast, amen. It's the devil that has people in control of our nation, that have control of our world. They're the one calling the strings and pulling the strings and causing things to happen. If you don't believe it, amen, take your $20 bill and fold it on God you trust and build it up together. It already showed you that the World Trade Center was going to be bombed way before it happened. It already showed you that the Pentagon was going to be bombed way before it happened. See, what the devil do, see, the devil, the people that serve the devil, they feel like if they tell you what they're going to do and you allow them to do it, then they don't have the regrets behind it.
Amen.
Take your $20 bill and fold it and put it together. The World Trade Center is on one side. The Pentagon is on the other side. And that lets you know it wasn't by accident that 9/11 wasn't an accident. 9/11 wasn't done by the terrorists. 9/11 was done by the shadow government.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been saying, by the shadow government. Amen. And if you want to see yourself hanging, I believe you take the $100 bill. Let's see, what's the $20 bill? When you look at that building up there, you can see a black man hanging from it, but it looks like it's a lamp. See, that shows you what they're trying to do to God's people, amen. I'm saying, wake up, people. But we are the house of Israel, amen. Hallelujah. In the flesh. We are the children of Israel in the flesh. And not only are we the children of Israel in the flesh, we go a little deeper than the flesh, amen. We don't stop there. We are children of Israel in the spirit, amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. This is the spiritual thing now, not the flesh thing.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Well, we got to get out the flesh, Israel. Look at what Joseph did. Now, keep reading.
And then, let me stay out in the land of Egypt.
Where did the money fail at? Egypt represents the world. When the money fails in the world, see, this is what the devil is bringing us to a place to, so that the money can fail. And you're trying to hold on to it. Guess what? After a while, it ain't going to be no good. And if you got $2,000 or $3,000 in your pocket now, you might go to jail for having that much cash at one time, amen, because they don't want you to have it. Have you noticed you go to the bank, you try to cash a $2,000 check, they tell you they ain't got that much money? What's happening? The money is failing, y'all. Hallelujah. Come on. And if we ain't ready, if you're not ready for Jesus, you need to get ready for him, amen. If you haven't served God up to now, you need to start serving the Lord, amen. If your faith is not in God now, it's time for you to start building our faith in God, because what? He's able to what? Provide for us, amen. See, we got to come to a place where that we know because the only way you're going to be able to hold out in these last days, you got to have faith to believe that God will provide somehow. Hallelujah. I know somebody say, I know he'll make a way somehow, amen. You got to come to the place that you believe and know that God will provide. Otherwise, that you're going to sell yourself to the devil. Notice what the people did here. Keep reading.
All Egyptians came unto Joseph and said,
uh-huh,
give us some bread.
But
why should we die in thy presence?
Well, in other words, they get to a place where they want you to come to them, because they want to be in control of the bread. Come on, somebody, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And I saw a clip the other day where that, you know, those Quakers and where the black cats. Them Quakers and all the people that still do things the old way. Hallelujah. And heal the army. Heal. The government went down to the Amish farms in Pennsylvania, or Ohio, one of them, because they killed their cows the same way for many years. They raised their crops the same way for many years, and the government went into their place and told them they can't do that no more. Hallelujah. What are they trying to do? Take control. Huh? They paid the farmers, they paid all the farmers who were here to close their farms down. And most of the food we eat now is what you call it, generic. I won't call it generic, but some of it ain't real because they've mutated so many times. Hallelujah. Hmm? And so when they get it where it's not coming from the ground, they be going to be growing it in the little kettles and stuff like that. That's not going to be good for you. Amen. This is why your faith got to be in God. Amen. This is why you need Jesus today. Amen. And this is why we got to turn from our old ways and to the ways of God and get back in there. You better start sowing some things out because, you see, you're going to need a provider in that day. If you don't have no treasures laid up, if you ain't put nothing up, you can't expect anything back. Amen. Read on what they did here. Let me show you how Joseph did it. This is what the devil's doing.
In verse 16, Joseph said, "Here your cattle, I will give you for your cattle if money fails."
See. Here they're going to give you something for your money when money fails. They're going to buy your cattle, and what it's going to do? When the money fails. And then the government will say, bring all your stuff to me, and I'm going to give you some bread. I'm going to feed you. Wait, keep reading.
And they brought their cows unto Joseph. And Joseph gave them bread and change for horses and for all the flock and for the cows of the herd and for the asses. And he fed them with bread for all the cows for that year.
No, he fed them with, I would have been killing that cow myself. But anyway, I would have been killing that cow, amen. But you notice, it's just showing you how the government is trying to be in control of everything. You got to bring me everything, amen. You can't sell the cows to nobody because you don't have no money. If you got a rent, you can't sell. If you got a rent, you can't sell your cow except to the government.
Amen.
Because what? Money fails. I don't want to just give you my cow free. You know how we are, you know. I don't want to just give you my crop free. And the only way you can get something for it, you got to go to the government. I'm trying to tell you how serious this thing is. I see it right here in the Word. Right? Money fails. And so the government, at that time, Joseph was running the government. He was the governor of Egypt. And we can call Egypt the world, amen. He was running the world at that time. Read on, sister.
When they gave him
came
to him the second year,
and
said unto him, "We would not hide it from my Lord. Now that our money is spent."
So how did everything we had is spent now? It took about a year for it to run out, amen. Everything gone now. Read on.
My Lord also have our herd of cattle and not our left in sight of my Lord.
Well, we don't have nothing left now, you know. Hallelujah. See, this is the time that you got to have faith in God, when there's nothing else left. Hallelujah. This is the time to build your faith in God, because it's going to come to a place where there's nothing else left. This is the time you need Jesus, amen. This is the time you need a Savior, amen. This is the time you need somebody that can feed you when you're hungry, amen. Hallelujah. When Israel was not, see, he told Israel, that's why he took Israel through the wilderness. He said, "I want to train y'all. I want to show you something, Israel. I don't want you to get dependent on your money. I'm going to put you in a situation where there will be no money, even though you got a pocket full, but you got a pocket full and can't buy it. Even though you done stored up all the greenbacks in the boxes and things you got at home, but you still can't buy nothing with it." It come to a time that we're going to have faith in God. And we're going to have to start building our faith. Increasing, as Brother said this morning, we got to start to get your faith increased, amen. You got to increase in the Word. You got to increase your faith. Because what? How are you going to be able to stand in the evil day unless you stand by faith?
Amen.
Amen.
Because you can't be looking at what you see and be able to stand, because what you see does not look good. What's going on in the world don't look good. And so if you're going to stand, you're going to have to stand by your faith in God and believe God will provide. Amen. If I'm in the wilderness, he'll provide. If I'm in the desert, he'll provide. If there's no water, he will provide, because the devil's going to be in control of all of that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, right now, you know, they don't have to come out and turn your water off no more. They don't have to come out and turn your meat off. You know, even with your cable, you know, even to fix your cable box. Everything is being controlled by them and not us. And they want to get you where you can't speak for yourself. They think they're smarter than God. They don't want you to have your free liberty. Hallelujah. They're trying to get it where you can't say what's right. You can't say what's truth. You can't call a cat no more. For there's some law built against you for saying it. We're living in a troublesome time right now. And this is just the beginning of sorrow, Jesus said. Amen. We're just starting off, amen. But you got to, come on, we got to put some treasures on high now. And so that you can have something in reserve. Come on, read on and see what it says there. See what they did.
And now, my Lord, for our bodies and our land.
Okay, here we go now. Come on, read on.
Therefore shall we die before thy eyes.
Uh-huh.
Both we and our land.
Uh-huh.
By us.
Hold on. Here come the devil right here. What did he say?
By us and our land.
By us. And our land, by us. And in other words, you're selling yourself to the government just to be able to eat. And this is the thing when God talks about the Antichrist, amen, he talks about when you won't be able to buy or sell, amen, without having a mark in your forehead or in your hand. By us. In order for you to belong to them, then you have to take the mark in order to get food. You're going to have to take the mark, amen, in order to get some water. You're going to have to take the mark, and this is what it comes down. You sold your soul. Because everyone who has taken the mark, amen, can't be saved. Won't be safe. And so it's coming down to decision time. You're going to have to make a decision. Are you going to stand for God or you going to go along with the world? Amen. Because what? They sold themselves. This is how you sell yourself. And not only that, they want to patent you anyway. They try to get a patent out to patent you, to say they have ownership of you. I belong to God. We belong to God. From the top of my head to the sole of my feet, I belong to God. See, you got to get to a place where your faith is in God enough to say that I belong to God, and become hell come high to water, I'm going to stand by faith even if I have to lose my house. Even if you have to lose your job, and even if you lose your life, hallelujah. What did Jesus say? And they love not their life unto death, rather than to give themselves over to the enemy, they would rather die. You don't think it's coming to that? It's coming. It's on its way right now. That if you don't give in, they're going to kill you. If they don't kill you, they're going to put you in the concentration camp. That's what Jesus said. Get ready to suffer. Count it all joy. I mean, oh, Peter, I don't know what you said. Count it all joy when you fall into dire with temptation and trial. Amen. He said, count it to be joy. Amen. And the reason Jesus said, be ready to be persecuted, because in these last days, you will have to stand for my name's sake. And if you be ashamed of me, I'll be ashamed of you. I thought about Hebrews chapter 11 where it talks about Moses. That Moses could have had some of the wealth of Egypt because he was Pharaoh's daughter. He could have had some of the glory of Egypt. He could have had quite a bit, amen, if he had just decided to be a daughter of Moses. I mean, Pharaoh's daughter. A son of Pharaoh's daughter. I get it right. Amen. But you know what I'm trying to say, amen. If he had just been the son of Pharaoh's daughter, he could have partook in a lot of glory. He could have had quite a bit of money. But what did he say? He would rather suffer with the people of God than the joy of the praises of the world. See, it's coming down to the time we're going to get in faith. Now, he did it by faith. That's why he was able to do that. I think Hebrews chapter 11, I can't think of the exact verse, 24, 25, somewhere in there. But amen. But he wanted us to know that we got to be able to stand by faith. Because rather than the, read on. Let's finish this to show
by
you.
By us and our land.
By us and our land.
For bread. And we and our land would be servants unto Pharaoh.
Know what it says now. For we and our what? The land that I have. Now they don't own the land no more. Because they sold their land to Pharaoh. Pharaoh owns everything now. Pharaoh owned the land. And now they have sold themselves to Pharaoh. So now Pharaoh is in control of everybody that is in Egypt. Because a lot of people, they're going to sell their land. They're going to sell everything. Amen. Just for bread. Amen. Are we laying some treasures up so that we know we're going to have something when that day comes? Are we giving from our heart now so that we can know, amen, so that we're going to be have something when that day comes, amen? Are we trusting in God enough? Let me tell you, if you can't trust God with your livers now, right now, how can he give you a whole lot? You can't give God $10 off your $100. If he gave you $100,000, you wouldn't give him $10,000 off of it, amen? If he can't trust you with that, you ain't going to give up $10,000 if you won't give up $10.
Amen.
Some of us got holes in our pockets. Every time you look around, you thought you was keeping it, but you thought you had it. Come on. Storing and reaping is a principle. I don't care which way you do it and how you use it, and I don't care how the devil uses it, amen. The principle still stands. The more you sow, the more you reap. I can't help by how the preachers preach that. That still principle is going to be true. Whether the preacher's using the wrong way or not. That don't change God. It don't change the word. Amen.
Amen.
Huh? Don't change anything. What are you going to be willing to do? When the time comes, are you going to tell yourself? Or you won't be willing to stand by faith. So this is right now. It's not time to be played. We need to get serious within your mind. You need to get your mind together, amen. That's why the Bible says, you know, in order to stand, you know, we got to put on a helmet, amen. Of salvation, we got to put on our breastplate, amen. And then I said, you can't stand by anything else. As Ephesians said, we need to learn how to stand and rid ourselves in the love of God. And to realize if nothing else, he loves me, amen. If I can't stand on nothing else, I should be able to stand on the love of God, amen. And if I'm going to give because I love him and he loves me. And it's so good to love somebody when somebody loves you back. Come on, somebody. What am I trying to say to you, amen? I know God sings that song all himself because he said, it's good. So I love somebody and they love me back. And he said, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. So otherwise, if you can't stand to keep the commandments, you're going to sell yourself to the devil. Keep reading, sister.
Okay. Give us seed that we may live and not die.
Give us the seed, not now. See, now they don't store up the seeds and stuff, amen. They're going to be their seeds, amen. Now give us some seeds, you know.
And the land made desolate. And Joseph bought all the land of Egypt for Pharaoh.
And he bought all the what?
Land.
He bought all the land up. Now they buying the land up, y'all. They buying the land up. They buying the land up. Be careful now.
Amen.
You know, the banks are buying the houses up. You know, the people that come around and get the house, that's the banks buying your house. Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen. Because you see, some type of way they got to find a way to keep you in debt. You got to keep your money, keep the money coming to them. Amen. So they go buy the house, amen, from you, so that they can control it. And so what? They've already paid for it, but they're going to lend it to you and get 300% back. I want to keep control because, well, I don't want you to own nothing. Come on, this is the government, amen. And you see, the thing about it here, you never get to own nothing because you're always going to pay taxes. You can, oh, my house paid for. Hallelujah. My house paid for. You missed your tax payment. Amen. This year, amen. You're fine. I wasn't happy. You own it all right. Amen. See, the devil got control. The land never belonged to the devil. The land belonged to God. But the devil controlled. God gave the earth to man, not the devil. We always wondered about that. No, he gave the earth to man. Mm-hmm. So man to have dominion. Mm-hmm. That's why the devil has to come. That's why the devil has to tell you what he's going to do before he does it, is because he doesn't have dominion. Mm-hmm. He's subject to Adam. And so he has to deceive Adam in order to get by with stuff. Mm-hmm. Keep reading. Let me see what the most could say.
The Egyptians sold every man
to steal. Every man to steal.
Because the famine prevailed over them.
Mm-hmm.
The land became
Pharaoh's. The land became Pharaoh's. Read on.
And as for the people. He moved them to the city.
Oh, here we go. And what do you want to do with the people?
He moved them to the city.
He want to move you out the country. I will put all y'all in the city so you can't grow nothing. You don't have no crops, amen. You can't stick out there and grow you no greens, amen. If you don't have nothing but throw some mustard seed out. But they want to get it where you can't even plant no mustard seed. So they move everybody to the city so they can control them.
From one end of the border, even to the other end
thereof. Hallelujah. Can y'all see it? Huh?
Amen.
Got everybody leaving the country, amen. And all y'all, well, I won't say all of y'all crazy people, amen. But all y'all that had that 40 acres, you're going to wish you had still had that 40 acres. Hallelujah. Because at least with my 40 acres, I can grow me a crop, amen. If I don't have but an acre, amen, at least I can grow me some greens and I can grow me some beans and what should I see, some tomatoes. Hallelujah. Are y'all with me today? What did they do to them? Read what the Bible says.
He moved them to the city.
And they moved them to the city.
From one end of the border, even to the other end thereof.
I'm bringing it all out the country. So I'm not going to allow you to farm because then you'll be growing your own food and you won't need me. And so I got to put sanctions or laws. I got to have to put laws against you growing the crop, amen. I have to put laws against you milking your cow. That's why they cut the small dairy farm. That's why they cut them out, so that they can control it. You know, you have to go to the corporate milk places, amen. I used to go out there to New Mexico and West Texas, out there Hertford. That's where the corporate milkers are, you know. They just milk cows all day, you know, they're in and out. Amen. Because they took it away from the small man so they could control it. And so if they're in control of it, they can put anything in it they want to put in it. They can poison it if they want to, amen. Amen. And you wonder why the children having ABD and DBS or whatever they got, amen. Hallelujah. You wonder what's going on. It's in the food. Because they control it. You wonder why? I hauled some stuff for Coca-Cola once back when I was on the road. And the man said, oh, you got to put a hazard of, you got to put a hazard placard on your trailer. I said, is that food? He said, yeah, but if you drink it, it'll kill you. I say, what? He said, that's acid, man. If you drink that acid straight, then it'll kill you. But they can put anything in the food because they control it. And the main thing is that the world, the government wants to control everything, amen, and have you to come to them rather than going, here we go. So have you to come to them rather than going to God. And now what? You have to worship me. Hallelujah. Now I'm taking God's place because now I'm your provider. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now I'm your keeper, amen. I'm the one to tell you what to do. You do what I say do. Amen. This is the mechanism being played on the saints of God if we don't wake up and realize what's going on. Amen. And stop saying that. Ain't nothing going on. You know, I hate to hear it. Dog, you better hear it. It's a time clock. The clock is ticking. How much time am I? The clock is ticking. Huh? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But can you see what's going on right here? And it's not all. When you look at the third chapter of book of Daniel, what do they do? They're trying to, you know, the Bible said, be ye not conformed. Romans 12 and 2. Be ye not conformed unto what? This world. So what are they doing now? They're trying to conform you.
Amen.
You got to say what they tell you to say. You got to call, even though you know Charlie, amen, he's been Charlie all his life, and you got to call him Charlene now. Hallelujah. And you got to call him Charlene now, and you knew him as Charlie for 35 years. And that is in your conscience. You know that. And here they pass law to get you to say, that's not Charlie, when you know that's Charlie. And you got to call him Charlene, even though you know his child. Control. Pass the law where that they make it a law against you for saying what you know to be right and truth. They're making truth a lie. Hallelujah. Come on, y'all. Better wake up. Y'all on? Huh?
Yeah.
But they're trying to shake you. You got to say what we say. You got to identify the way we identify. Not the way God identifies it, but the way we identify it. Amen? Huh? We got to, and then if we don't do it, they can put you in jail. They call it a hate crime. But you're speaking truth.
Mm-hmm.
Why? They got to mold you. It's your time, you're going to have to stand up. And may the real saints rise. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. We don't know after a while. And all of those who said that they say this, amen. We don't know after a while, amen. Because, you know, right now, I thought about our song on the cut the other day that we had three people supposed to be saved. And they going down and performing at the gay pride. But they're supposed to be saved. Yolanda Adams is one of them. Kelly Price is another one. At the gay pride here in Dallas. And they're supposed to be saints. They're supposed to be against anything that is not of God. They're supposed to be against. I can understand. Well, you know what it is? It's the money. I'm sure they got paid good for it.
Oh, yeah.
And so we're selling our soul for the money, but what are you going to give in change for your soul? What does it profit a man to gain the whole world and then lose his soul? What can he give in exchange? Out of all the things you decide that you're going to keep, what you going to give in exchange for your soul? At least with God, that we have eternal life, amen. We can die and live again, amen. If you kill me, amen, hallelujah. If you kill me, well, I am right up in the bosom of God, amen. But if I try to save myself, if I try to save my own life, I'm going to lose it. For he that lose my life, your life or his son shall gain it. See, we got to ask ourselves, what's more important? Is my life more important? I didn't get through, but I got to quit. Is my life more important than money?
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's find out. Let me see how much you're going to give. That's how you tell by your works, amen. I thank God. I don't ask for it because I need it. I ask for it because God said give it. Are you with me here, amen? You're keeping the commandment of God when you give. And God didn't tell you to be. God didn't tell you to watch over His money. We always try to watch other folks' money. God, I watch over my servants. Amen. I'll take care of that. Amen. And so if you're gonna give, start giving. See somebody out on the street, feed them. You say, well, they own dope. Amen. Well, feed them anyway. Amen. You're doing it because God said do it. Come on, man. Let me put some treasures up in heaven here. Huh? If you got an extra blanket they need, won't give it to them. Come on, man. Let me keep you warm because, you know, I don't know the time might come. I might have to lose my job and lose my house. Amen. I might have to be out on the street because what? I'm going to stand up for God. Amen. Huh? Come on, amen. It's going to come a time that you're going to make a decision. Well, I ain't going to let my children go. I want to tell y'all my kids, amen. Bye. I'm letting y'all know ahead of time. Amen. Praise God. I ain't dying for you, amen. I ain't going to hell for you. Amen. I done gave you your chance, amen. Praise God. I done raised you up and got you to a place where you can take care of yourself. You're on your own. Because this time it might come. I don't know when it's going to happen. Hallelujah. I don't know when it's going to happen, amen. I'm going to tell y'all too, amen. Don't get in so much debt. And don't go spend all your money on the day that don't belong to God no way. Only God can make a day holy. And you celebrate His Christmas. They make merchandise, baby. See, that's what the devil do. He gave you a day so he can get your money. Make merchandise out of you. And that's how he gets rich, because he merchandised you. He's selling you for celebrating the day. And take some Christmas trees down, you heathen, you. You got a Christmas tree up, you a heathen. That's what the Bible says. Jeremiah chapter 10. Don't do as the heathen do. And so if you got one up, you're doing what the heathen do, you're a heathen. Because you follow the tradition that's not of God. Only God makes the day holy. And if God didn't make that day holy, how are you calling it a holy day? Are y'all with me today?
Amen.
Huh? So don't go spend all your money. I bet you spent $1,000 for this day, and then you didn't give God even $10. But you say you're saved. You say you love God. But you don't prove it through your works. You don't prove it through your giving. You say. It's like the tares and the wheat in the church together. The tares, the evil ones, amen. All of them looking together. Everybody look like they're saved. But a lot of them ain't been born again yet. Sitting up in the church. Jesus, how did you get in here, boy? You came in here with the wrong clothes on. You still got your earth suit on. You haven't been born of the Spirit yet, amen? You must be born of water and what?
Spirit.
Of the Spirit. And the only way you're going to get in is out of the Spirit, because if you're not born of the Spirit, you're not like us.
God is a spirit, amen. Mm-hmm. And if you're going to worship him, we got to worship him in the spirit. I can't see him, but I know he's here. There's somebody you need to be born again, because when the fire comes, you're going to get burned. When the water comes, it's going to overflow you. It's going to overtake you, amen.
Mm-hmm.
You need to make a decision. You're on Facebook. You need to make a decision today that you're going to serve God or you're going to serve yourself. You want to lay your treasures up in God or you want to lay your treasures up on the earth?
Mm-hmm.
It's time for us to make our mind up. Are we going to be real saints? Or are we going to keep on doing what we've been doing? What if God kept you at the party? I can't do it, amen. Praise God. What do they call it? Bagging it up, or whatever you want to call it. That's old now. But what if God kept you? What if God kept you in somebody else's bed? Somebody in the bed that you weren't supposed to be with. What if God kept you there?
Mm-hmm.
You on Facebook. I'm talking to y'all on Facebook, amen. You need to get saved and stop playing. You're either going to be in a tail or you're going to be some wheat. You're going to be something that divides or somebody that brings together. Don't lay your treasures up on the earth. Somebody needs some prayer today. I want to tell you, you need to repent. Repent and be baptized, every one of you. How? In the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins. If you didn't do it that way, you didn't obey.
Mm-hmm.
You don't find in the Bible no other way than anybody was baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus or the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. If somebody doing it the other way, that's a tear. My scripture. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And every time somebody got the Holy Ghost, from what I see in the Bible, they spake the tongue as the Spirit of God gave them utterance. Maybe that's another way. I don't know. Amen. Hey, maybe that's some other way to get it. I don't know. But I know what the Bible says.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Mm-hmm. And look how many churches around say that you don't need it. Tares among the wheat. Those are the birds. Those are the birds that's in the tree. You know, Jesus said, talk about the big tree rolls up in the fowls of the air. The fowls are those people, amen. They in the branches, but they ain't in the kingdom. Mm-hmm. And you Hebrew Israelites. Mm-hmm. I'm talking to you, yeah. You got to be born again, Israelite. Because you were the one that killed Jesus in the first place. You were the one that he divorced. And the only way you can get remarried is that you got to die in order to be delivered from the curse of the law. Romans chapter 7, the only way you can get back in, Hebrew Israelite, you got to be born again so that you can be dismissed from the law so God can take you back. In other words, that if he takes you back the way you are, you will be an adulteress because you got put away. Now, are y'all with me on this?
Mm-hmm.
Huh? They got put away. And the only way that he can get remarried to them, somebody has to die so that he can be loosed from the law of that marriage. You hear that, Hebrew Israelite?
Mm-hmm.
You got to be born again.
Mm-hmm.
You got on the way in, you got to come through Jesus. Mm-hmm. This is not a flesh covenant anymore. Abraham's covenant was in his flesh. But a covenant now is in his spirit through the seed. You might be a seed of Abraham through the flesh, but you got to be a seed of Abraham through the spirit under this covenant.
Amen.
Y'all stand up. Anybody got anything? Let's give the Lord a hand, praise. Hallelujah. If anybody online today, amen. If you're online today, if you'd like to give us a donation, because God made it on your heart, we are not begging. Amen. God said that we ain't supposed to beg. So you don't see us out on the street begging. If you give from your heart. If you like to send in anything or donate anything, you can send it to Care Church, Inc. gmail.com. You can send it PayPal or Cash App. Or either CalChurchInc@gmail.com. You can send it Zelle. Amen. And we appreciate anything that you donate, anything that you give. But give according to your heart. Let God rule you to give. And lay some treasures up in your giving, because the time is getting ready to get rough. Amen? Amen. Somebody leave any prayer for anything. So, Father God, well, let's pray then. So, Father God, we just thank you for the word. Amen. Come on, Doctor. Go on, just dismiss us, Dr. Phil. Amen. Praise God. Come on, dismiss us, Dr. Phil. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. God bless you. God bless you. Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
That's
all I have.
Thank you, Jesus.
We heard some powerful things today. And what I would want us to do is, as we leave here, let that ruminate. Let that be a part of your spirit, so that you can have a guide
posted. Amen.
Dear Lord, we time.
Thank you, Jesus.
In the words of a powerful son, in showing how socialism, communism, and all those other isms come together.
Amen.
And how they overtake us. Now, Lord, we just sit from here. We ask that everyone's vehicle work perfection and getting back home. We ask for safe passage, and we ask, Lord, that you let this message nourish us and guide us as we go forward. Please consider ourselves dismissed. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Anybody on the line? You got anything you'd like to say that's online? For the pre-votes?
Yes, sir.
Anything you got to say before we go?
Just enjoyed the word, Pastor. That was on point.
Amen. Brother Bryant? Anything to say, Brother Bryant? Well, amen. Well, God bless y'all. We'll see y'all the next time. Amen. We're on Wednesday night, Monday through Friday. It's 319-2020 at 10 o'clock, Monday through Friday. We appreciate you joining in. And you going to be on tonight, Prevost?
Nah, I'm going to be on the bus. I'm coming back from Houston.
Okay, then. Well, God bless y'all and keep y'all online here. Amen. I appreciate everybody joining in. Love y'all. God bless.
Changing moment, you won't leave the same way you came. prophesy. I'm stealing that for the night vision. When you say breakthrough, I need you to break out of the stuff that you're in. And I need you to break for it.
I am just one prayer.
I need you to prophesy to them and tell them you are just there.
In here.